Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Sari Williams.
And I'm Diane Farsetta. In our top spin, the New York Times has uncovered more apparent conflicts of interest with the Pentagon pundits. In April 2008, the newspaper revealed that the Pentagon had cultivated some 75 retired military officers who are frequent media commentators to serve as the Bush administration's, quote, message force multipliers. The Pentagon launched the program in early 2002 to sell the Iraq War, but also used the pundits to promote administration talking points on Afghanistan, Guantanamo Bay, and warrantless wiretapping. In its recent report, The Times focuses on one Pentagon pundit, retired general and NBC News analyst Barry McCaffrey. McCaffrey also has his own consulting business and works for numerous military and security contractors. McCaffrey used information obtained during Pentagon-funded trips to Iraq to help his clients compete for military contracts. He's also made comments supportive of his clients in media appearances, during congressional testimony, and in letters sent to policymakers and Defense Department officials, all without disclosing that he's a paid consultant for the companies. McCaffrey responded by saying his consulting work, quote, never has been a problem, end quote, for his media commentary.
The Pentagon pundits have blurred propaganda and commentary, but a U.S. general in Afghanistan wants to blur propaganda and news. The U.S. general heading NATO forces in Afghanistan wants the NATO office that provides information to reporters to be combined with the office that carries out psychological operations against enemy forces. NATO policy says that the news and PSYOPs functions should be kept separate to avoid the appearance that reporters may be manipulated to achieve military goals. European officials have objected to the U.S. proposal, which is being reviewed by NATO headquarters in Brussels.
The Coca-Cola company has pledged to become what it calls water neutral. Here's one of Coke's executives.
Beyond reduce and recycle, to replenish, to contribute back to the communities where we operate water resources, whether it's through rainwater harvesting or through supporting better irrigation practices.
There's only one problem. Scientists say there's no such thing as water neutral. A member of the group Food and Water Watch has dismissed Coke's claims as cynical marketing. He explained that Coke makes, quote, non-essential sugary products with the single-minded goal of generating profit, end quote, while millions die each year because they lack access to clean water. Coke isn't the only corporation greenwashing its water practices. A December 2008 conference on corporate water footprinting featured executives from Coke, Pepsi, Miller Coors, and GE. In related news, Canadian environmentalists have filed a complaint against Nestle. They say the company's ads, which call its bottled water, quote, the most environmentally responsible consumer product, end quote, are misleading.
Pity the poor tobacco companies. They want to help, but the majority of the world's countries won't let them. In November 2008, tobacco companies asked countries that have signed onto the Global Tobacco Treaty if they could join forces to reduce nicotine addiction worldwide. The tobacco industry argued that it could help limit the harmful effects of tobacco. But the countries rejected the request, saying there is, quote, fundamental and irreconcilable conflict, end quote, between tobacco companies' interests and the public health. Many noted that other public health efforts have been undermined by the involvement of the tobacco industry. 160 countries have signed on to the Global Tobacco Treaty, not including the United States.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned Coca-Cola. The company has engaged in massive public relations campaigns in India, following large community protests and reports finding pesticides in their soda. In 2004, protests over Coca-Cola's massive use of local groundwater resources even shut down one Coke plant in the Indian state of Kerala. In 2007, as part of its water conservation initiative with the corporate-friendly environmental group WWF, Coca-Cola announced that it would fund 7 water projects around the world. None of the 7 is in India.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.